All the way live.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey.
All the way live.
Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago, to Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man,
What's up, party people? It's your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Why am I so happy today? Because I got a cavalcade of ladies coming through. I cannot wait to get this show underway. OMG. Wow. How about that? Appreciate y'all popping in. If you're already here, Andromeda is in the building. Tashawn Johnson in the building. Miss Elizabeth, thank you for joining us. My guest for today, I cannot wait to bring these ladies. First of all, we got comedians, we got actors, we got lawyers today. How about that? I watched this lady become a comic right before my eyes. From the time I sat down with her and did an interview to now, she's taken it to a completely another level. She's not only a fabulous comedian, but she's also a brand new mommy. Welcome to the show. I don't know if I can even call her a new mommy because she got grown kids too. All right. T. Gray is in the building. What's up, T. Gray?
Hey, I'm a great new mommy every time.
Every time?
Every time. Let me tell you, once it's been 10 years, I'm back to new. I'm refreshed.
You got a brand new situation down there.
Yes, indeed. Good morning. Good morning, everybody tuned in.
Yeah, mad love, mad respect. You extra cheeky today. I like your cheekbones. It's like
I brought these here just for you, sir. Okay, I had to tap into my inner Cherokee, push them up for you.
I ain't mad at that. So are you wearing makeup?
A little bit.
Okay, now you always fresh face to me. Like, you know, I was talking to my buddies and they talk about, I don't like makeup. I'm like, nigga, you love makeup.
Let me tell you something, because I didn't look like this 5 minutes ago. Okay?
Don't do that.
I did not. This is a whole nother Negro.
You got some sort of highlight on your lip, on your bottom lip there? What
you doing?
A little
bit. Just a little bit.
A little something. I ain't mad at that. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest, me and this young lady been friends for quite a while. She kind of disappeared off the comedy scene, but she's out there getting her degree. She is the lawyer to be. Welcome to the stage. Welcome to the show, Miss Tamika James. What's up, Tamika?
What's up, Rodney? What's up, T. Gray?
Good morning. How you doing?
Can you turn your phone sideways?
No.
We'll figure it out. Hold on.
How we doing?
Fill that screen up. There we go.
There we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Don't mind the way I look. I got finals today. So, yes, I look crazy because I was up studying all last night. So, I got finals today.
I'm not mad at that. And is this, are you drawing toward the end of your legal endeavors? Like, are you, when do you become Esquire?
I don't become Esquire for quite a little bit. I still got to go through, you know, the whole law school and sitting for the bar.
Okay.
So I got a little bit, but this semester is almost over and your girl is on the dean's list. So, you know, we going to take a win is a win.
Have you always loved law?
Always. I was that kid when I was younger. I said I wanted to do acting, singing, and law. I was that kid. So, yeah, I've always.
Them three things don't go together at all.
Yes, they do. Entertainment lawyers are real.
Very true. Very true. So you could be your own lawyer now. I love that. Tamika
James
is in the building. All right. Miss Desiree B is in the place to be. Fabulous young actress. We've shot some sketches together. And she's absolutely silly. Welcome to the show, Desiree. How are you?
How y'all doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
I follow
Good
you on
morning,
TikTok.
Desiree.
Good morning.
Desiree, I follow you on TikTok. You are a ball of energy, man.
Absolutely.
You be twerking and everything. Now, NDIRE came out anti-twerk. You're not anti-twerk at all.
No, I'm not.
You believe in
my twerk. Knees are. My knees are anti-twerk.
Well, that's a form of me exercising too as well. So you know.
Oh, yup. My knees said fuck that shit.
Yeah, some people don't want to go to the gym, and some people feel like it's safe to, you know, exercise home. And the best way to get it going, see, I like to dance. I've been dancing ever since I was little. So wow. I take that into a positive way, and I just move it with my body.
Did you look back at it, though? Did you look back at it?
I don't got to, because I can see it from the front.
Goodness gracious.
I'm glad somebody said it.
I can see it from the front. You know, this home fed cornbread me, you know?
Hey, what do you think about the T-Gray, NDIRE came out against twerking? What's your thoughts, man? Is twerking a bad thing?
Well, I don't think twerking is a bad thing. I think that it has its place, and if you found your place in it, you might as well do it.
Yes.
NDIRE in general is against a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And some of it I can vibe with, because some of it I feel like, okay, yeah, you know, we're not our hair. You know, we're not every girl in the video. Appreciate us.
Yes.
But because I'm not in the video, that means I'm about to be twerking at home or someplace else, goddamn, in the gym, at the park, at the playground.
Somebody
on one. I got 7 kids. I know how to twerk. I got 7 kids.
I know that's right.
Hey.
Hold on, Tamika, you have 7 children?
I have 7.
You birthed 7?
I gave birth to 7. So my twerking was actually on my man. That's how that happened.
Hey. Good for you. Wow. So
Kegels and twerking, y'all. Kegels and twerking.
Okay. Amen.
Hold on, Tamika. Your decision to go back to school to get your law degree is a big deal then.
It is.
It's a huge deal. And I'm going to tell you why it's an even bigger deal. Of my 7, one of my boys passed away when he was 4 going on 5. Mm. And this would have been the year that he would have started college. So it was like it lined up perfectly for me to go back right now. A lot of things since he passed away, it was like, I'm doing this or we're doing this because he can never do it. Yeah. So yeah, this is really, really important to me.
And your family was able to get through that, man. Cause it, you know, a loss of a child is what kind of rips people apart sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a hard one.
This is Roddy Perry. You tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. Ladies, I want to ask y'all a question. Here we go. Uh-oh. Who good looking people lead easier lives? You guys are all attractive ladies. Is your life easier, T Gray, because you cute?
Sometimes.
Come on, give me some.
And I'm going to tell you, it's only sometimes because I tend to work in male dominated situations.
Yes.
And y'all
yes.
like cute.
Yeah.
So
yes, really. That's a fact.
And to be honest, that's the only time where I feel like, oh, I'm winning because I'm not ugly. You know,
my son told me the other day I got pretty privilege, and I was like, excuse me, but I feel like it doesn't really do much.
I feel like in general, I know that they've had studies and they say, oh yeah, if you're attractive, this works for you. I feel like it don't work for us in that same kind of way. I don't feel like it works for us in that same kind of way. So being a black woman, I feel like my pretty privilege or being pretty works for me when I'm in male-dominated situations. Yeah.
Wow,
other than that, it's all chicks. It's every man for himself. You know what I mean? Your looks don't matter when it's all women.
Now, I will say in law, it actually works against you because I'm going into law, I've been a paralegal. I've been in courtrooms and things like that. And it actually tends to work against you. The prettier you are, the dumber they actually think you are. And it's really bad. So you really have to go in there on your stuff, because if you look good, especially male judges, they tend not to take you serious.
Get out of here. But that's not even fair. They do that. They really do that.
Yeah. They are condescending. They talk down.
I'm talking about this now, Tamika, because I met a lawyer the other night. She said she had a breast reduction because her breast was too big and they wasn't taking her serious with her fucking awesome titties.
When you have curves like I do, I have curves. I'm black and Hispanic. Curves is just in my DNA. It's going to be what it's going to be. And you're pretty on top of it. They tend to focus on that and not your arguments. And so you have to go in there with a certain kind of commanding authority or they're not going to take you serious.
Now, talk to me about your husband, right? Is he never going to win an argument? Because once you're a lady, a lawyer, you ain't no way you can win.
I don't have one anymore.
Oh, snap. I did not know that.
He lost that argument. He lost that argument. He lost, and not only did he lose the argument, he lost a prize. Because baby, one thing I know, two things for certain is he ain't never gonna get one like me.
Hey.
Wow, how about that, Desiree? Do good looking people lead easier lives? Is your life easy by virtue of you being a cutie?
I say a balance, because some people think like, yeah, like we easy, you know, and like she said, we not smart, right? We coming in the game all, you know, just for our looks. And it's not like that. That's why I'm happy that I have like a social media, so that when they go in there and they see how I roll, like I'm not a joke. You know what I'm saying? Like I can represent, you know, I could be in a room with these men and still give them the same pressure they give us, you know what I'm saying? And right. Not even if they try to crack on me or think, oh, I'm gonna get her, I got her, they think I'm sweet. It's not that type of ball game, baby. Like once I start talking, they look at me like, damn, who's she? Yeah, what's up? Like I have to go in there like that, you know what I mean? I can't go in there like, oh, hey, this and that, and this, you know, nah. Like how y'all doing, you know, what's the deal? Let's get it. And sometimes
Great. You got to use what you got to get what you want.
Sometimes.
Do you deliberately use your feminine wiles?
I have.
We all have.
You know, to be honest with you, if it's something that's going to work in my benefit, I'm going to do it. And that's just the reality of it. Now, how far I may take it, I may have limitations on that. But has there been times where I might have been just a little extra flirty, get a little bit more of these eyes, a little bit more of these lips? Of course. Of course. And shout out to the suckers that it worked on. Yeah.
Why they gotta be suckers?
Yeah.
Because they know what?
She made a very salient point about how being in court, how the judge is not taking you seriously. And it's not so much them not taking you seriously. It's them being in their own head because they're too busy looking at your titties and ass to even focus on what you're saying.
Wow.
And so if you're in a situation or in these areas that are more male dominated, if I can just talk to you and get you off your game for a second, sir, by all means, I will. And if it's going to work in my favor, sure, why not? Why not flash this mountain and you forget whatever the hell you was about to say next week? Yeah, I'm excited. That's what I'm saying.
I love it. Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. You tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. We talking to some gorgeous ladies today. T-Gray Comedy is in the building. Desiree B is in the place to be. And Tamika James is in the building. All right, guys, here's the next question. Are ugly guys winning? Tamika, you say no.
I ain't talking to them.
What they say, if you pay like you weigh, then you can stay, baby.
Listen.
If they pay like they weigh.
Honestly and truly, ugly and handsome is not winning, period, because women are tired. Here, that's the real deal. Women are tired. We're tired of dealing with the bull.
That means
ugly guys come with audacity. Cute guys come with audacity. And we looking at y'all like, is it on sale at Walmart? Because where y'all getting it from? We tired. So it's not ugly or cute. The fact of the matter is, if you can't come with the right energy, then you losing, period.
Okay.
Hey, can't get
no. I don't. Here's the thing: the money thing don't matter because we got our own money. That's the problem. Yeah. See, everybody think, oh, women is looking for their money, baby. Do you not understand? Black women is winning right now. We got our own. We don't need y'all's.
Right, but wouldn't it be good not to spend your own money, right?
Amen.
No, because if I spend my own, then I can do what I want, and I ain't got an answer to nobody.
All right, Desiree, are ugly guys winning? Like on the average, like you get approached by guys. What's the percentage of guys that are just ugly?
I don't like to call the guys ugly. I just you know.
I do.
Wait a minute. Go ahead, Desiree.
Like, damn, it's a lot of them, though. Shit.
Really?
That's like 80%. It's crazy, though. Hold up. It's crazy because they ugly, but they got big. Like they got big. They bold. They know how to.
They caught the audacity sale.
I got ugly friends, yes. And I'm like, nigga, how you get this confidence?
That's what I'm saying. Their confidence level is like way up here because the cute ones think they don't got to say nothing. I'm going to pull her. I'm going to get her. You know what I mean? And so it's like, damn, like the ugly ones just know what to do. You feel what I'm saying? Like they got it down
pat. The ugly guys just got to give a gab. They got to figure it out.
No, let me tell you where that confidence comes from.
Okay.
Ugly comes with a big dick. God went on and said, you know what? God went on and said, I ain't give you nothing up top, sir. So let me go ahead and put it all in the bottom. And that's just the fact. Y'all ladies know that's why y'all laughing that ugly niggas got big dicks.
They the best sneaky links, y'all.
So they're winning behind closed doors. They're not winning publicly. They're not winning publicly.
T-Gray, you bring up a great point. Ugly guys are blessed, right?
Yes.
So don't you run the risk of making a half ugly baby? Or
you got to be careful out here now. You got to be careful. You got to be careful now. I know it's early in the morning and y'all don't really want T-Gray to get too nasty, but we got to swallow some of these little ugly babies, okay? You got to swallow these ugly babies.
I ain't swallowing. I'm sitting on nasty things out.
Roe versus Wade done overturned. They're trying to force us to have all the kids. You got to swallow these little ugly babies and just, hey, keep on moving.
Because if you swallow them, you might get sick. You got to spit that out. Spit it out. Spit it out like you in the Green Mile and you trying to get rid of all them little bugs. Spit it out. Yup.
Wow.
Oh, yo, that's crazy.
We are officially off the rails, ladies and gentlemen. We are officially off the rails. T-Gray is activated. Tamika says she got to spit out the little bugs.
Oh, man. In the
business. Well, so ugly guys are blessed. They're walking around with the lion's share of the penis.
And that's where that energy, that's when where they look like ugly,
they got a third leg.
Yep. Never fails.
The uglier they are, the better it is.
Never fails.
Okay, now I will say this. I've been with women that had great vagina, and I've been with women that were skilled at having sex. So are y'all saying these guys are skilled at having sex, or they just have to have their penises just great?
Both.
Both.
I'm saying they come with both.
Yeah.
Yeah. They ain't that's got why when you see and 9 times out of 10 they not too bright, so they come with both.
You can't win it all ugly, in one. When they ugly and they can dress, that's when you like, okay, this is dangerous territory. When they ugly and they can dress, then you like, okay, because so, I know so, we have all seen a man.
Ladies in the chat talking. How about this? I think grooming matters more than looks. Like I think if a person is clean and they look. They present well. That you know their ugliness might take a back seat. No,
no, grooming is important, but no, it's not gonna take the place of look. It don't take the place of. It might help, but it don't take the place of.
So Tamika, you telling me you wouldn't date an average looking guy?
I have, unfortunately, but we'll talk about them.
It's none of my business.
And if they claim me in public, I'm a lie.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Who you? Look, my daughter's father, as a matter of fact, she was conceived by Immaculate Conception because, baby, I don't know that man. Who is this man? Sorry to him. I don't know this man.
You gave that man all of your goods.
I didn't give him nothing. I fell asleep. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, God. All right, ladies, here's next question. Nice guys. Do y'all partake in nice guys? Are nice guys still finishing last? T-Gray.
I think nice guys do finish last. However, I feel like they're a victim of their own demise. I think if you hear your whole life, nice guys finish last, you already have that mindset. And I think that a lot of nice guys self-sabotage. Like, I know that the competition.
That's some right there. Self-sabotage.
I do. I think they self-sabotage because they were like, oh, well, I'm nice. So this is going to happen. Or she going to do this. Or I'm not going to be capable of. Like, you have that mindset going into something. So if you do, and let's say you luck up on a bad bitch. Let's say you luck up on the one. She a boss. She pretty. All that.
Yeah.
You're going to talk yourself out of it. You're going to talk yourself out of it before you even secure it. And I think that's more of the why the nice guys finish last. I think it's just the mindset.
Wow. Desiree, well, do nice guys finish last? What's your thoughts? Speak, woman.
I think so.
You think so?
I think so.
Now, Tamika, are nice guys lame? I've heard friends of mine go, Hey, it ain't that the guy's nice. He's just a fucking lame.
You talk, okay, let me be very clear on this. I am personally in my villain era. So, I'm right now in my villain era. That means anybody that come my way is getting this work and then they getting discarded. It is what it is. I'm in my villain era.
Oh.
But before this, I will say for me personally, now I know a lot of girls don't like the nice guys. Me personally, the nerdy nice guys was what I was attracted to. And then for some reason, like T-Gray said, they talk themselves out of it, but not in the way you think. When the nice guys get with a pretty girl, especially a girl that other guys want, they get the big head and they're no longer nice. So then they fumble the bag.
Yeah.
So again, they done caught that sale on Amazon.
Nice at all.
Yeah.
But I prefer a nice guy. Andromeda says, nice guys don't finish last. Pushovers do. Ooh, absolutely. That's one true. Nice guy. I don't want a man I can run over.
Yeah.
Is that more the case, T-Gray? What's your thoughts?
I think that a lot of dudes do get ran over, and it's not attractive. You know what I mean? It's not attractive. Now, whether or not that guy is the nice guy, you know, who knows? But I think that when the times that I've dated somebody nice, I've always come across the what they feel like they can't achieve in being with me, or what they feel like it's a you're out of my league, so I couldn't possibly. Like this one dude even told me that he shouldn't date me because I'm out with entertainers and I'm out with comedians and I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and he's not really active. I'm like, but I'm not with you because you out active like I am. Like our opposite shit is okay. Like I'm with you for all these other things that I absolutely love. But it's like, you know, that's been my experience, is they talk themselves out of something fantastic. They think they're not worthy, or you know what I mean? Like, and I don't know who put that
of it all. How about that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies, 50-50. You hear a lot of talk about that nowadays. 50-50. Are you looking to share your life with a person 50-50? Like in my world, I believe that a woman's money is no good.
Oh,
you know,
awesome. Yeah.
Desiree.
Clone yourself.
Hold on,
go ahead. I'm just Desiree, saying. I'm okay with 50-50
with a significant other.
I am.
I mean, that's how I would. Because I've always been self-made, you know what I'm saying? And now I would like for us to bring the money in together, monetize and do things together to you know, make our
right. You're still looking for a partner?
I'm not looking, but yeah, it's you know.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Hey, Tamika, you looking to go 50-50? You're a lawyer now. You got a lot of paper coming in. Are you looking to go 50-50 with somebody?
A lot of paper.
I'm okay with 50-50. But here's the thing that people don't realize. 50-50 can mean a lot of things. It can be you taking care of all the bills and I'm taking care of the home. Like 50-50 don't have to necessarily mean money. You have to understand and set those parameters. So am I okay with 50-50? Absolutely. I feel like everybody should, 50-50 to me means everybody is pulling their weight. However that looks for your household, it is. So I'm okay with 50-50. Now, them lawyer checks might be a little bit bigger than, you know, what you making at where you at. And that's fine. If I got to pull a little bit more on the bill side and you pulling a little bit more on like the emotional support or whatever, I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Elizabeth, Miss Elizabeth said, I don't want 50. I want 100% from a man. So that's a person giving of themselves. I think that's what she's trying to say. T-Gray, 50-50. You willing to go 50-50 with a guy?
So if we're only talking about money, I'm willing to do like a 60-40 or 70. 65-35. Like, okay. If you're only talking money, you know what I mean? Like Tamika said, it being given 100 is way more than just the financial side. But if we're only talking about money, no, you could do the mortgage, I could do the utilities. Like that's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's right where I'm at. I do want to be taken care of like anybody else. However, I do want to be independent. You know what I mean? So I believe that in a heterosexual relationship.
Can you be both independent and have your man step into your life and be a man?
Yes, that's, I feel like if you're in a heterosexual relationship and you are a person who believes that your man is the leader of your household or what have you, I wholeheartedly believe that the right man not only can lead, but can let you shine as well. So you're not knocking my independence. You're not knocking me being a woman in my own, or you know, it's not that, but definitely you can lead this household. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Desiree, what's your thoughts? I mean, you was trying to jump in. I want to give you a chance to take the floor. How can you be independent and your guy be able to shine?
Well, as long as he's not insecure, you know, like we have to be on the same page. Like if he's, I like to date men that's like kind of on the same page as I am, far as like entertainment, stuff like that. Like, so we can, he understand me a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Wow. And, well, you know, that brings up another point. I mean, you all in the entertainment industry, guys are a little different. All the women I've known over my career.
Women are different too.
No, but hear me out. Guys, like when you're in the limelight, that's a lot for a guy. We recently saw Keke Palmer, her guy Flash, rubbing on Usher. Like, is that something that you just got to deal with when your lady's in the limelight? T-Gray.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. Like, I like to see when in comedy, like, I like to see when the husbands are super supportive or they, you know, they doing the road management or they helping and they not mad. Like, they out still with you till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Heck yeah.
You know what I mean? But for the most part, dating and being in relationships and being a female and you the person on stage, you the person who's at the club till 1, 2 o'clock, and then we going to... A lot of men can't handle that. They can't handle you hugging nobody during a meet and greet. God forbid you be too funny or tell a sexual charged joke and somebody wants to say something to you after the fact. You know what I mean? Or who you working with. I call flat for working with Rodney Perry, y'all. Okay. Let me just keep it real.
Are you serious?
I call flat because Rodney Perry is out here being a threat to niggas.
Are you joking, T-Gray?
You Rodney, you threatening relationships? Let me find out.
Hey,
I'm an old man.
Let me tell you something. They scared of you. They scared of you.
You're OG.
So yeah. So for being a female in this, of course, it's really, really, really hard. So if a man isn't secure, like that's a waste of time. And I feel like you got to find that out
but
fast.
How about this, ladies? I don't know if I could be secure if my wife was that chick. I don't know if I could be. You know what I'm saying? You ask yourself. Could you be a great guy in those situations? I'm just not in the situation to deal with that.
I've had that on multiple fronts. I am a singer and I was in a group. We were starting to get some traction. My ex could not handle it. And I'm talking about people coming up wanting to take pictures. He couldn't handle it. And then even on comedy, Rodney, you've met my ex-husband and on the back end, on the front, y'all might have thought he was supportive. On the back end, not even. Wow. He could not stand that I was getting more recognition, things like that. And on the back end, I was getting torn down because he couldn't handle it on the back end. So you have to have a certain level of security in yourself to know that my girl is that chick and be proud of that. Like me personally, if my dude was doing better than me in this entertainment industry, I'd be his biggest supporter because I'm proud that I'm with somebody talented. I'm proud that you got these skills. I'm proud that you're getting this recognition and I'm proud that you're getting it with me. Right. But not every dude is like that.
Hold on, Mr. Meeker. Roy G says respect goes a long way in a relationship. Niggas are sneaky. I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means. But I think the respect thing definitely matters. Now, I'm always looking for a word for my baby girl. I got 5 daughters. And talk to me about getting fluid out. What's your responsibility, ladies, when you get fluid out? Do you have a responsibility to give up the cookie, Desiree, when your ass get fluid out?
Well, when I get fluid out.
To show up.
I show up with a plus one, so that way nothing goes down. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, you can't bring nobody to the food out.
No. I have to because I have to protect myself. You feel what I'm saying?
Hold on, Desiree. You telling me the guy you've been talking to him, y'all been talking, corresponding. He said, "Baby, I want to fly you out," and you bring a person with you?
Yeah, I have to have an assistant. Absolutely. I don't get flued out by myself. No.
I don't know. I never heard that in my life.
Yeah.
I ain't sent him but one ticket though, Desiree. Who gonna get the other ticket?
Well, he got to supersize that ticket.
Supersize that motherfucker.
He got to supersize that ticket. He got to supersize it.
You getting flued out. Tamika, you getting flued out. What's your responsibility, if anything?
To show up. That's my only responsibility. You gave me the ticket. That's not a contract for nothing else. Because me, my kitty will stay at home while I'm on the plane. She'll be in the AC at the house.
It ain't on the plane at all. You ain't even bringing it.
No. I might pack her in my suitcase. She might be in my suitcase, but I ain't carrying. She ain't even on me. I ain't got none on me. She ain't there. You got to earn that kitty.
Be great. These ladies, tell me they losing their mind. Tell me if you get flued out, is there any responsibility you have?
So I'm not going to say they're losing their minds, but what I will say is maybe I'm just a hoe because let me tell you something. I want the same shit I'm going to expect if I fly your ass out. Okay. Because if I fly your ass out and I'm feeding you and we doing, because you better be on P's and Q's and kneecaps. I want you on the floor, all fours. Like, come on.
Are women flying dudes out?
Yeah.
Not me.
It happens.
Tamika, you ain't never flew nobody out.
I wish the hell I would. Hell no.
Now, I've been flown out. And I made sure that they had a good time while I was there. And I enjoyed myself. Like, I don't feel bad about it. You know, man, don't regret none of that.
No, I have not. Nope.
I don't know. That little shiny shoulder say you did.
I have not flew a guy out.
I ain't doing it.
No, I have not.
I'm not doing it.
I don't recall. No.
I ain't met the golden penis yet to make me want to buy a plane ticket.
Really? I mean, a couple hundred dollars? Are you serious? Like, let me tell y'all something, ladies. I got friends that constantly, women are spending money on guys. They're taking care of guys, full take care of guys.
Well, so I know they are. It's just not me.
But it's happening.
Shout out to the ones.
Now, I've never done a plane ticket. I've bought things for somebody, but I've never done a plane ticket.
Okay. Good point, Tamika. What's the most extravagant gift you've ever given?
When me and my husband first got together, I took him on a shopping spree and I think I spent like $1,200.
That's three tickets.
Yeah, but he was there. Like, we were together. We were in the house together. So I wasn't flying him nowhere.
Trying to get flued out.
Mm-mm.
Granny Wild said, fly me out. I'll never go alone as it is. So that ain't changing. Plus, I am not giving up nothing. I don't know about that, Wilders. Let me tell you something, ladies. People that's giving up their cootie cat. You understand me?
Oh, for the right one, we will. People, but it's not a guarantee.
That cootie cat. Let me tell you something. These young girls, if y'all want to stay in the game, these young girls is giving up that cootie cat. The girl said, she told y'all, she said her coochie is pink and her booty hole is brown.
I never heard that song.
I did.
What song? What song are you talking about? What song? How you know?
Pound Town.
Yeah,
it's Pound Town.
Somebody was telling me about it. I got to check it out.
You know you've been twerking the booty hole brown? Hey, what other colors oh, you no. be? That's a better question. Hey, we having a ball this morning. Join us today. Miss T. Gray is in the building. Tamika the Diva is in the building. Tamika James and Desiree. We're asking these ladies questions, man. And you don't get honest answers from people nowadays. So much is going on in the news. Let's make a little pivot. The young lady that came up missing last week, she was found, and now people are pointing fingers at her, saying that maybe she lied about the whole thing. Any thoughts on this, man? In my opinion, I think this stuff happens to women all the time. And they're never found, especially Black women, never found. And so why we found the person that we found, relatively quickly? T. Gray, your thoughts.
So let me look at this from a legal point. Go ahead, Tamika. Okay. So the first things first, she was not the one who called the police and reported herself missing. She did not say that she was kidnapped. She was not the one who did any of that. Other people did this. Right. Her family members did this on her behalf. So, A, that's not really a crime on her part because there was no false reporting on her part. That's number one. Number two, in this country, we see women, especially we call them Karens. We've seen time and time again. Just look at the Carolyn Bryant. She lied on a little Black boy and got him murdered. So in this country, we give passes to people all the time and there are no legal recourses from it. Do I feel like she lied? I don't know, because there are crazy stories all the time and we turn out that they're true. If she did lie, I'm not going to say it's her fault because her family put that out there. She didn't. This is not on her. She did not create the media storm. There is no, in my personal legal opinion, there is no legal recourse to punish her because she didn't waste any resources. They did.
Hey, T. Gray, everybody looking for the baby. They're like, where this baby your ass saw? This is really a crazy story. And a lot of people are blaming this girl, man. And I really think it's that they shouldn't be blaming her. What's your thoughts?
I don't think they should really blame her. However, she has fucked it up for any of us to go missing. She has made it really bad for any Black woman to come up missing, period.
But here's the other part to that. They already don't look for us.
They already got the hound dogs, the police, and everybody else looking for Beth, looking for Jessica. Let them come in. The whole time they're in the husband's backyard. They out looking for us. Wow. We can't come up missing like that. So if this isn't real, I feel like she needs to just come clean and say, hey, this is what really happened. Now, granted, she didn't stop the media storm. Whoever she loved or left her did feel like, hey, you haven't checked in, something's wrong. But if this is a lie, this is all a farce and you was just out bullshitting, whatever she could have been doing, I don't know. I think she should come clean about it. However, we can't come up missing at least 3 to 5 years. So all y'all be safe.
Desiree. This lady is being kind of villainized in the press and the news. What's your thoughts, man? How should she be treated?
Like liar.
Wow.
Like the movie. Like she knew what she was doing because she got caught stealing toilet paper. Went to the grocery store, got her some snacks. Like she. A lot of people do stuff with social media to get people to. She didn't think it was going to go this far.
She was in your opinion.
Yes, I think so. And I think she was trying to get it back at her boyfriend too as well because he had cheated on her. You know what I'm saying? So she told the girl that watch this. I'm gonna get her.
Y'all ladies hard on this young lady, man. I thought y'all was gonna be more sympathetic. Nah,
I just think that she knew what she was doing.
Miss Elizabeth says, but who allows you to come home? The whole story don't sound good.
Wow. It don't.
So here's the part of that. Here's the part of that that could possibly be true. Think about the fact that there was so much pressure out there that if it is true, whoever had her would be pretty dumb to not let her go. Because if anything happened to her, with all the pressure that was mounted, they would have surely been caught. And when you know criminal theories and things like that, you'll understand that certain criminals think things through to minimize being found out. They're not going to do anything that's going to get attention to themselves, especially if they're career criminals, especially if they're traffickers. So traffickers are not going to bring any kind of attention to themselves. So they would have let her go.
I mean, we're implying that traffickers have rules. These people take people all they the do. Time.
No, I criminal. If you know criminal theories, they do.
Let's make a shift. I got three lovely ladies on today. Desiree is in the building. Tamika is in the building. And T. Gray is in the building. Now, time to play a game of this or that. Very easy. Either this or that. You tell me what you'd pick. T. Gray, ass or titties?
Titties. Love the titties.
Okay.
Love the titties.
Why you gotta get all sensual with it?
Because I just love the titties. We lead with the titties. Unless you walking back with the titties.
That's my spot.
Do
my spot.
Yo, Desiree, ass or titties?
Titties. I take titties, Alex.
You take titties for 200.
Yo, I take titties 200.
I thought you would say jugging the trunk since you be, you know, your ass be assing sometimes.
It be assing?
Ass be assing. Matter of fact, I might even have a video on here. Let me see.
Ooh, not video.
It be assing,
yeah,
right?
So here she go.
I
think that's them. Let's
roll that way we can see us.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, wait a minute. Are you the sugar daddy?
That's not him.
No, oh, it's yes not.
It is.
That's not him.
No.
Yes, it is.
That's not sugar daddy. I'm telling you, girl.
That's what
That's not him.
Okay.
That's not him.
Check your buggy.
I told you it was
girl,
him.
It was him.
Girl, I cannot believe this. Where did he go?
Sugar daddy.
Girl, where is he? I want to leave
my
say thank you. Like, where is girl, he?
Get
sugar
the
daddy.
Get the buggy.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to break
the buggy. Get the buggy.
Where is he? Wow. Oh. Shit. Thank you. Sugar daddy.
It was assing.
It was definitely assing. Ass was definitely
assing. Sugar daddy is always willing to help out a little bit.
Hey. I miss the sugar daddy.
Tamika, ass or titties?
I got a lot of both, so I'm gonna go with titties. I got a lot of both, but I'm gonna go with titties.
All right, love
I put
it.
My phone on do not disturb.
All right, let's rock again. Tamika, bow legs or pigeon toes?
Ooh, bow leg. Mm-mm.
You know you're a grown woman if you say bow leg. T-Gray, bow leg.
Also bow leg.
Bow leg.
I'll take them bow legs over anything. They got that extra back to put into it. I love it.
Oh goodness.
Yes.
Talk about right, that walk, y'all.
Bow legged.
All right, T-Gray, next up. Monopoly or the game Life?
Monopoly
on life.
Monopoly.
Really?
Because I like handling money. And I like snatching up other people's money too. Yeah. The game of life I live at every day. I don't need to play that game.
You good on life. Okay. Right. Tamika, are you about to be a lawyer? Monopoly or the game of life?
Monopoly, because I love making people go bankrupt. What? Snatching. Quick, fast.
Goodness gracious, that hurt. Y'all savages. I love it. Hey, Desiree, Monopoly or the game of life?
Monopoly. But you know what, though, right?
Uh-huh.
Trouble. Remember, I like trouble.
Yeah.
That wasn't an option. It's this or that, okay?
All right, Monopoly.
All right, Desiree,
like
are you ready?
I like trouble. Yes.
Desiree, soul food or fine dining?
Soul food.
Woo!
Soul you got to frown up like that when you said.
Because, baby, when you said soul food, it just did something to me. Soul food.
Hilarious.
Because I like to be in a house and soul food. I don't need to go to fine dining.
Desiree, can you cook?
Absolutely.
You don't look like you don't cooker.
I am a cooker. I'm a cooker.
Okay. I'm a cooker. Okay. What's your best dish if you had to make some right now?
Pepper steak and rice.
Oh,
pepper steak. That's
good. All right, so I'm coming to your house.
Pepper steak and rice. Yep. That's
come
not
on,
that
gravy.
Yeah.
All right, T. Gray. What was the last one I said?
Fine dining or soul food?
Oh, I would take fine dining over soul food. Yes, because I mean, I can have soul food anytime. I can cook that anytime. I want to have something that I can't necessarily prepare myself at all times.
Really? Yeah. So, would you like French cuisine, Italian? What would you like to be?
I'm a fresh seafood person, so, and I'm a pasta person, so I would go for Italian before I do French most times. And I like Mediterranean, So it's just I like to go out and eat. I love to go out and eat. I love
some olives and shit and feta cheese.
Yeah, and experience new stuff.
I can eat all that. Yeah.
Soul food. I can do this mac and cheese and greens and fried chicken all day. I can do that
all day every day.
Give me some shit I can't pronounce and can't kill myself. And give me that.
Get that that's escargot.
Yeah, and I love escargot.
Soul food and fine dining.
Oh, I'm hanging out with T. Greg because I'm the exact same way, baby. I can cook my own damn soul food, but I want something made with a sauce made with Prosecco. I want wilted, yeah, hell yeah. And don't get me started. I want lobster tail. Bring it. Yes. I want T. Greg. Look, girl, I say we get brunch somewhere because, baby.
Okay. Let me tell you. And I want the man in the kitchen sprinkling my salt like this, bitch.
Okay. I think it's more so of the experience, though, because I love to be able to, you know, put on my makeup and my finery and to go out and have that experience. So yes, definitely find out. Look, T. Gray, I ain't even playing, girl. Where we going?
Where you at? We'll meet. Don't play with me. I'm a foodie.
I'm in Stone Mountain, girl.
I will leave town just to have brunch at a fly ass spot.
Half car will travel. Let's go.
Yes.
How about to flew each other out? You know,
that's right.
That all women are a little gay.
I'm a lot gay, though.
A lot gay?
I'm a little.
At least 50%.
My kids just think that I'm gay.
Wait a minute, Desiree. You say you 45%?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
If I got to put a percentage on it, I might be about 8% gay. I might. You got to be a baddie for me to be like, oh baby.
Head turn real quick.
All right. Moving on, lady. Moving on. Monique or Samore? T. Gray.
Samore.
Really.
Samore.
I thought you say Monique because you're in that Baltimore area.
No, it ain't even got nothing to do with that. When Samore has been like ingrained in my comedy soul since I was a kid. Wow.
Yes, like she
cutting on my TV, seeing Samore, and that's on Monique too. But like I can't wait to see her. I'm probably gonna kiss her on the forehead. Like I love Samore. Love.
I'm not mad at that.
Love.
Hey Desiree, Monique or Samore?
Monique.
Okay.
Yeah. Samore.
You didn't give me nothing about it? Why Monique?
Well, because the Parkers. I love her on the Parkers. I just love her her energy. She got good energy and she just she's a force. See, she's a force to be reckoned with.
She's an absolute force. Tamika, Monique or Samore?
Monique, only because I feel like my comedy kind of aligns more with how Monique is, the big personality on stage. Yeah, I love me some Monique. Now, Samore, I used to live in Trenton. I went to school in Trenton, so she's a hometown girl, so I love her for that. But yeah, I got to go with Monique.
I'm not mad at that. All right, ladies, here's a big one. Kevin Hart or Cat Williams? Tamika, Kevin Hart or Cat Williams?
Oh, why me first? Oh, man. woo, that's a hard one. I love them both.
Man.
Oh, man. I think Kevin Hart, because to me, Kevin Hart is sillier with his comedy, and I love that because silly just going to get me every time. But it's a close. When I say close, I mean, it's like first place and one and a half place. Like, they right there next to each other.
All right, Desiree, you ready? Kevin Hart or Cat Williams?
I'm going to go with Cat Williams. And Kevin Hart. I'm going to go with both of them. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Desiree is a rude
That man. Was hard.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go with both of them. And, both
That's
of them.
A hard one.
You done. You off the hot seat. T. Gray, Kevin Hart or Cat Williams?
Listen, y'all. Now, for y'all who watch this show religiously, I know the last time I was asked this, I went a little sexual with it. Okay, so I'm going to spare y'all today. I'm going to spare y'all
don't
today.
Keep it
I'll keep it to the
don't
comedy
be holding
today.
Back.
Oh, God.
Comedy wise, I would have to go. Cat Williams.
Yo,
like, sorry. I would pay good money in the middle of a snowstorm to go catch Cat Williams live.
You said in the middle of a snowstorm?
I mean, I would pay good money in the middle of a snowstorm to go see Cat Williams live. Yeah. Yeah. And I love Kevin Hart, and this new special was phenomenal.
He did a fantastic job on Peacock.
Phenomenal. But if you're going to tug of war me and it's snowing outside and you got only a quarter tank of gas, I'm going to get Cat.
That's a hard one. That is such a hard one. Is. They are both amazing.
Randy Wilder says Cat Williams is way funnier, but Kevin is doing more. Tara Love said, I love Cat Williams. Granny Wilder said, absolutely, Monique. Is that Mike Larry in the building? What's up?
Mike Larry. Hey, man,
thank you for popping in. Sylvia Trayvon Morrison, the legend, is in the building. Hey, Sylvia, how are you? Thank you for popping in today. Soul food.
Absolutely seafood. Love seafood.
All right, here goes the last one, guys. Movie theater or Netflix and chill? Desiree, movie theater or Netflix and chill?
Netflix and chill. I picked that because I'm always like, movies, they overrate it. I like to be home. Chill. Really? I'm absolutely.
Wow. T Gray, movie theater or Netflix and chill?
I'll take Netflix and chill.
Y'all trying to get a little dingling at the end of the night.
It ain't even about that. To be honest, I'll take Amazon Prime and chill for real.
Movie theater or Netflix and chill?
I'm going movie theater, but for a different reason. I'm in school, so I'd never go anywhere, especially like during the semester and stuff like that. So I got a closet full of clothes that ain't never seen the light of day. Cause I don't go nowhere, so yeah, I'm definitely going for the movie theater. And if you know how to do it right, you still gonna get the ding-a-ling at the end of the night.
Well, get it then. Alfreda says Netflix and chill. Also, Tara Love Diva says Netflix and wine.
They even get it in the theater. Get you a matinee. Well, ain't nobody.
If you know how to do it, you sure will.
You go to movies at 10 o'clock in the morning. Ain't nobody in there. And them seats are big enough. That get you one of them theaters that serves the food.
Hell
the
yeah.
Food good, movie good. It's enough space for two in that recliner. They serve you the blankets, the eye pick. If I don't know if y'all got that, they give you blankets tonight. Hell yeah.
What else is on
at least a hand job.
You ain't the only one had this idea. No, but I like the movie theater with the food and everything, the big chairs. I love that. And they got all these little pods and stuff now where you're two people can kind of share that pod together. So I go to the movie. I'm on the road. It's a Saturday afternoon. I go to the movies, and they stick me in a pod with nigga. I'm in my little pod. I'm this nigga's right there. I'm like, nigga, scoot over.
It's like a tent thing?
It's like a little love seat.
Oh, no.
So y'all was touching kneecaps?
We weren't touching kneecaps, but it was like the last two seats in the movie theater, and I wanted to see John Wick, and I ended up stuck next to this nigga. It was a long day.
Now, see, that's where that streaming come in, hey, because you probably paid about $20, $25 to go. I streamed John Wick for $5 the day he goes. Got it.
How about this? $4.99 on Amazon Prime. Yeah. All right, T-Gray, Charlie Wilson or Ron Isley?
Charlie Wilson.
Charlie. All day.
Oh, Uncle Charlie. Oh my
That's
God.
Right. Charlie Wilson and Ron Isley.
Charlie Wilson.
Wow.
Yeah, he can sing to me till he sweat that makeup off. I love Charlie Wilson.
Keep running in and out of my life.
What you know about the Gap Band, little girl? What you know about that?
Come on, baby.
Keep running. Oh my God. Did y'all see his tiny desk?
His tiny desk
was
incredible.
My son said, Mom, did you see?
I'm like, how you
know?
I asked him,
how you know about that?
It was good.
Yeah.
And that man's voice is impeccable.
Huh?
How old is your son?
17.
Oh, so you got a young man. Now you're raising a young man.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
I like, how does he act? You know, his mom is a cutie. I mean, is he? Does he have to deal with that? Because, you know, his friends be looking at your little page, too.
Oh, no, he took my phone and made sure he had blocked everybody. Like, if anybody think that
he blocked all his homies?
He blocked them all. Yes, he did.
Hey, I had a pretty mama. My mama was a pretty girl. And my nigga like, nigga, I sure would like to fuck your mom. I'm like, nigga, if you said it again, I'm going to kill you.
I still deal with it.
Yeah. My son blocked them all.
How old is your son, T. Gray?
2 months. No, I don't deal with it. I don't deal with it from that perspective. I deal with it from having a fly ass mom perspective.
Oh, really? Okay.
Niggas still be trying to get at my mom.
Yeah.
Like to this day, in front of me, I'm like, the hell's wrong with
you? I remember my
mom. Your mom cute though. I met your mom.
Listen. Go ahead. This is a little known fact about my mom. I'm gonna tell y'all. So if any of you male comedians watching meet my mama, just know, stay away from her. But when my mom meets male comedians and she think they're attractive, she always rub them on the chest when she meet them. She come up and when she greet them, she rub them on the chest. What the hell are you doing? But they love it. They love it. And she's
ain't nothing like a good chest rub now.
Oh my God. Just grinning, and my mom got big old Brenda Ghetto booty type. That's too much. It's too much. It's been like that since I was a kid. It's too much.
I love that. I love that. Now, your mom is a pretty lady. Do y'all compete at all for you know, males?
So I have jokes about that because I feel like that's the stage that we're in. And it's not on purpose. You know what I mean? My mom, she got somebody. You know, it's not on purpose. But when niggas see us, I'm like, nah, nigga, make a choice now.
Right, how about that?
Goddamn choice.
You can't stay in the middle of this field.
Listen, and we're not far apart in age. I got a young mom. You know what I mean? She's young, she's fly, she's pretty.
All that. That's
come
right.
Come on now.
That's
so when you see us, and I like older dudes. So when I come, you know, you see a little nice something, you trying to peacock, trying to put it out a little bit. Here she come with all this ass. Like you.
my mom. Yeah, my mom got a lot of junk in her trunk. Trust me. Yes, you do.
And that's how niggas talk to me. Like, hey, Tigre, how your mama doing?
Tell your fine mama.
I said, hi.
So that's your mama. See my damn mama.
hey, man. Such a great show today, guys. Thank you so much. Tigre, how do we stay in touch?
You guys can follow me on every platform at Tigre Comedy. If you're ever in the DMV, if you're ever in this area, please pull up. Every third Wednesday, I have a show, Pass the Mic, at the DC Comedy Law. And just catch me out here doing something. Catch me doing something. I get around. So, yeah, follow me. Keep up with what's going on. I have a new character I'm about to bring out for you guys. I hope you all enjoy her. Dr. Fellatio is on her way. I just wrapped up shooting her, so I'm gonna have to bring her back on the show.
What are you teaching? What is the doctor doing?
So it's comedy and sex based, of course, giving sex advice.
Okay.
But fucked up advice.
Can you give us some sex advice? Like what is the question that people need to know the most?
Some people just know where to put it. Some people just know where to put it. Like they really can't measure that space between hole A, hole B, and they end up in the middle. It's math involved. Some people just need to figure it out.
Hilarious.
Left, right, left. You can catch me on Instagrams, Desiree B. And then I have another one, Desiree_B. So that's DESIRRA.B. Same thing, but just an underscore. So you can catch me there.
Shouts out to Tamika James, who came on with us today. Great job. Jeff Brown says, hey, yes, we good-looking people have better lives. You know what, Jeff Brown, hush. Okay. Hey, great show today. Thank you, Ms. Alfreda. Alfreda said we did a good one today. Y'all was excellent. Thank you to T. Gray. Thank you to Desiree. And thank you to Tamika. Oh, there you go, Tamika James. She's back.
My phone died.
How do we stay in touch?
Mika.
How do we say it? Hey, girl.
Now, Rodney, I got to tell you, if you was to ever do a sugar daddy show and have the three of us on there, that would be a hell of a show. Because, baby, them two right there, hilarious.
Thank you. Thank you, girl.
Hey, Have you ever had a sugar daddy, Tamika?
No. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You know what? I'm so sick of you and your lies.
Tamika, I've never had a sugar daddy, but my friends used to say, so back in New York, they said I was a pimp because guys would give me stuff, and I just, it was what it was. So
it is what it is.
It is what it is. You know I used to be a pimp in my day.
You know what? She's about to get a law degree, but in another life, she was out there in them streets. Tamika James, thank you for tuning in today. Hey, what a great show, guys. Thank you so much. T. Gray, always a pleasure. Thank you. Desiree, thank you for popping in today. And thank you for beating your face up a little bit, too. Way to come on. And Tamika James.
I'm about to take this off, and I'm done.
Look.
I'm mad at you. It's early. Well done. Y'all killed it. Each one of y'all killed it. Well done, guys. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Rodney Perry. That's our show. Till tomorrow. Let's go.
Out.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.